Let's bring in our presenter, the one and only Joseph Pierce here. Colonel, are you ready for our latest round of discussion here on the piercing truth and small is still beautiful, economics as if families matter?
You bet. Let's go.
So let's start with chapter 3, which is called Expand and Die. Then we'll hopefully make our way into chapter 4, Free Trade, which is on free trade. And we begin with, there's a quote that you have here from an astronaut, Lauren Acton, who was looking back upon the Earth and from the space shuttle, I guess, and said that they're contained in the thin, moving, incredibly fragile shell of the biosphere is everything that is dear to me, all the human drama and comedy. That's where life is. That's where all the good stuff is. And then you begin the chapter with Lauren Acton's words from the Challenger space shuttle to NASA's Mission Control in July 1985 are a poignant reminder of the incredibly fragile shell that protects all life on Earth. And we go from there. And I guess that this is a discussion, when we kind of touched this on the touched on this in the first episode, where we did just based it upon small is still beautiful, about this thing that we call, some people call it the environment, that we call creation.
Yes, I mean, I think that we have to understand that the beautiful things out there are gifts of God. They are good and they're beautiful, and we need to treat them with goodness, and we need to treat them as things that are beautiful and from the hands of the Creator. In other words, they're not just there for us to use as if we're having a lifelong debauch where we don't worry about the hangover that's going to be left to a future generation. And so, yeah, the whole idea that we can do what we like with God's creation and not have, not be culpable and not have, should we say, consequences. The whole of human philosophy and human life teaches us that if you behave in a bad way, there are bad consequences, and that applies to the way that we treat God's creation as it applies to everything else.
And then you quoted a couple of astronauts, one cosmonaut, and astronaut James Irwin, that the Earth reminded him of a Christmas tree ornament hanging in the blackness of space. Finally, as they got further away, that it shrank to the size of a marble, in the most beautiful little marble you can imagine. That beautiful, warm, living object looks so fragile, so delicate, that if you touched it with a finger, it would crumble and fall apart. Seeing this has to change a man. And then your comment is, if the view from the perspective of space presents a picture of a frighteningly fragile planet, the view from the perspective of time is even more alarming. What do we mean by the view from the perspective of time?
Well, the fact is, if you look at how long the Earth's been here, how long creation has been here, the life of man on that is fairly a short space of that Earth time, shall we say, and within the time of man's history, within the times of history itself, the impact that we're having on creation has accelerated, in hand in hand. What we said in the last episode with the growth in the economy is the growth of the impact on the creation that we find ourselves a part of. So, in other words, that we are impacting the planet on which we live now in a manner that would have been unimaginable just a few generations ago, and we have to again to be conservative, if we want to call ourselves conservative, then we have to realize that part of that, in fact, the purpose of that, the very word itself, means we are interested in conserving those things that are good. And that has to be God's creation and the biosphere, and not just to assume that the Earth is indestructible, because it isn't.